side is based on money. Ironically, money that has never, does not, and will never exist. It's just figures on a screen.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world, for the last 200 years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. Thank you so much for joining us. We're live worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks, coming out of your radio, your internet, your phone, wherever, whenever you can get to us. There's even an archive. Yeah, it's true. You can go back and listen to everything. I can go back and listen to all the stupid stuff I've said, intermixed with all of the amazing, fantastic, wonderful things I've said. That was such a treat. Talking to Larry Pratt was awesome. Guy knows where it's at when he's talking about his constitutional, God-given, if you will, right to self-defense and his knowledge of the Second Amendment and what the GOA is doing. That was just really cool. He was only scheduled to hang out with us half an hour. I hope it didn't sound like I was trying to get rid of him. He was only scheduled to hang out with us for half an hour, and he hung out with us for almost an entire hour. Really, just really cool. Great conversation. Just wonderful to hear that there's somebody up in Washington, up in that area of the woods, that it has some kind of sense of what in the hell is going on in the world, you know? We're here always trying to talk about the truth and trying to share some solutions with you, whether it's the preparedness and survival, or if it's about money and economics or politics, we go there. Yeah, you have to a little bit. You got to talk about some of these things to be sure, because, well, they affect our daily life, and you got to know these things if you're out here and you're actively trying to do what we, myself and the people at We Are Change Colorado and the people's media all around the world are trying to get people to do, and that's come together and organize and reach out to your neighbors and reach out to your community and get back to doing things like electing your sheriff and electing a constitutional sheriff that's going to defend your constitutional rights from federal government that is out of control by any means, with you know, by anybody's definition of the words, for to be sure. You know, it's all about that community coming together, and you can do that. You can find constitutional people. You can find people that are fit for running for office, like a sheriff, the most highest elected officer in the land here in Jefferson County, where I'm actually at. I'm not in Denver County. I don't have the problem where the sheriff is just somebody who babysits the inmates, like Larry Pratt just said. So, because that ultimately is what they end up doing. I'm going to try and cover some news. I have a bunch of links. I haven't posted a ton of them up there because, like I said, I didn't know where we were going to end up with the conversation with Mr. Pratt. It was a fantastic conversation. Took us everywhere we needed to go. But we still have a whole nother hour of this to go, and there's plenty of things going on in the world that we can talk about. 8 states are about to go broke. They're slashing their funding. City employees get hundreds of speeding and red light tickets and don't pay. That's right here in Colorado, in Denver. Theater shooting victim's mom to sue the theater over failed security. These are all some stories that I had hit on earlier, have come across out there. You know, if you're into the Facebook thing, or if you're into the new media and the Twitters and the, I can't even think of all the other words now, Tumblrs and all the different things. What's the new one where you could do the video clips, 15 seconds? Is that Tumblr? I don't know. You get like 15-second video clips that you can do for people now as a Twitter, as opposed to just a, 160 characters or whatever Twitter allows you to do. Just a bunch of stuff that I came across today or was shared with me by my friends at We Are Change Colorado and my friends all around the world. Literally from every corner of the planet, I'm getting news all day long. And, well, here's some more that we'll talk about when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
Chlorine. chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Radio, I'm your host, Michael Stone. Every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks all around the world. Just go and find us. Go to like milehighlibertyradio.com. That's a good place to start out. Or go to republicbroadcasting.org. That's another great place to visit. There's tons of news and information on both of those sites, in fact, that might just be pertinent to you. You might find interesting, plus all the other great, wonderful people who broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. There's some fantastic people. Alan Watts on the network, Mike Rivera. There's amazing people on the network. We're lucky to be here, and we're lucky to be able to come here and just share the truth with you and try to find these solutions that we're always talking about. If you missed the conversation with Larry Pratt, I am going to make sure to pull that out and post it up there, because that's one of those awesome conversations that just, you know, I'm on a natural high right now. Everything's really, really cool, because it was nice to talk to somebody who is so he's so active doing what a lot of people say they want to do, and that's make change. And he really does that every day in what the GOA does, and it's great to be able to support them and share them with you all around the world. There's a lot of places I imagine they're listening right now that don't know of anything like a GOA, because they don't have somebody like that fighting for their right to self-defense and their just their natural right to stay alive in the threat of danger. There's a bunch of different stories that we can check out. We got plenty of time to do it, so let's have some fun. We were talking about the gun issue. Let's stay on that issue for a minute. I hinted at this. This is one of the few links that actually exists yet today. If you go up to milehighlibertyradio.com, during the next break, I'll try to slap a few more up there, and we'll hit on some of those stories too. If not, I'll just, you know, I'll do it, the paste them all in there, and you can just go ahead and grab and copy and paste the links yourself if that's what we have to do to get them shared. But this one is up there, milehighlibertyradio.com. Click on today's date, and it's the third story down. There's only three. It's the last one. This is Gazette.com, Colorado Springs, the Gazette. I gave it my own little title, as I tend to. Gun-free zones make sense if you're a killer who doesn't want to fight from his victims. And yet again, talking about this issue, Larry Pratt brought it up, and it's what we've tried to do here. We tried to tell the truth about what's going on in Aurora and about the situation with the UN gun treaty and all these things. But what they ultimately mean and what it all ultimately comes down to is that we need to point out the fallacy of the notion that less guns is going to make us safer. The idea that knowing you can walk into a place and not get any resistance and just start firing away on the crowd is appealing to psychopaths. Whether they're programmed psychopaths or not, it's not necessary to even discuss that particular point of it. Gazette from Colorado Springs, the Gazette, this is Daniel Cole. He's a columnist. He wrote this yesterday, April 26, 2012. Kiet Thon Lai allegedly walked into a Salt Lake City. We did this story. Salt Lake City grocery store bought a kitchen knife, walked back into the parking lot, and began stabbing people at random. I don't know if it was the parking lot or the foyer. Either way, the guy went into the store, bought a knife, started stabbing people with it. Within moments, another customer armed with a concealed carry permit and a handgun pointed his weapon at Lai and told him to drop the knife. He did. That was the end of the incident. The police arrested him. That's it. The advocates for fun, the cops were happy. They were very, very happy about his ability to stop that. He didn't have to shed any blood. Nobody killed anybody. You know, that's a wonderful notion that I love to share with a lot of people. And I don't even know if I've ever actually shared it here with you, because it's one of those things that I'm always saying, and I don't know if I've said it or not. But, you know, tens of millions of gun owners didn't kill anybody last night. Within moments, another customer, armed with a conceal and carry permit and a handgun, pointed his weapon at Lai and told him to drop his knife. He did. That advocates for gun-free zones prefer to ignore this story proves they're not completely irrational. Their response to the Aurora shooting would suggest otherwise. Chad Kautzer, a professor of philosophy at the University of Colorado Denver, has launched a petition at change.org. Everybody can launch a petition at change.org. Woo! I get them constantly. I probably have got this one in my inbox now and haven't even seen it yet. Calling for a repeal of Colorado's Concealed Carry Act 2003. The Colorado Concealed Carry Act is one of the best in the nation. That act, and, you know, even I'm with Larry Pratt. Let's repeal that sucker too. Let's repeal all of the gun control laws that go back to the Second Amendment, the one that just says you can own and carry them. And nobody else has a say in it. I'm all for that. That act, Kautzer explains, allows anyone, 21 or older, to carry a concealed weapon with a permit, even as the Colorado Supreme Court ruled in March on CU campuses in order to, quote, in order to protect the health and safety of, dot, 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 there's stuff missing, employees and students. Kautzer's petition aims to repeal the law that prevents the university from banning guns, which is just ridiculous. They just went through this whole big old thing about whether or not CU could, should, would ban guns, and they can't. It's already been decided they can't ban guns, and really nobody can. Nobody can. Even the state has a tacit agreement. If you want to, we might have to do this. I don't know if I've ever actually looked these words up in my law dictionaries, in my old law dictionaries that we always turn to when we want to find a real definition of a word. If somebody was going to, you know, if you were going to try to defend yourself in court using particular wording, it always helps to know. I don't know if I've ever looked these two particular words up, but license and permit. There's reasons you have a license and a reason you have a permit. A license generally is something that allows you to do something that is otherwise illegal. We could get into the specifics of it, but we're not going to, not this time. But it generally says that here's the state allowing you to do something that would otherwise be illegal if you did not have that license. A permit, on the other hand, is generally defined as just a revenue generation tool. And I have maintained that it's tacit agreement or admittance on the part of the state that it can't really tell you that you have to get a permit to conceal and carry, because what it ultimately doesn't want is a battle with the Constitution, with the constitutionality of any of its laws. The state doesn't want to have to deal with that. Everyone who reads this newspaper or a newspaper knows the central argument, and we're reading from the Gazette in Colorado Springs. It's right here in our backyard. Everyone who reads a newspaper knows the central argument against gun-free zones. Signs that say no guns allowed disarm every citizen who abides scrupulously by the rules, but not the homicidal maniacs. I think I used that term already once today. The Cinemark, I think Larry Pratt did too. The Cinemark in Aurora was a gun-free zone, and the effect of Cinemark's policy was to ensure a room full of defenseless victims, and that's what you got. Yet, no chance at all. The analysis is ironclad and clear-cut. Less clear is why some people keep insisting that the answer to the Aurora shooting is to create more spaces like the Aurora Theater. The easy answer is that some people are incapable of drawing logical distinctions, differences between psychos with guns and people, good armed citizens. This isn't in there, but I'm assuming this is where he's going. The easy answer is that some people are incapable of drawing logical distinctions. Professor Kautzer wrote on his Facebook page, "The argument I keep hearing is that the more guns we have in an environment, the safer we'll be." But it is interesting to note that the Colorado legislatures that use this argument for other workplaces exempt their own, as guns are not permitted in the Colorado State Capitol. We've already talked about that. That's a fallacy. The Colorado State Capitol is a real gun zone where there are armed guards at every single entrance with metal detectors, so nobody can come in with a weapon. That's a fallacy, what that professor is trying to say. The difference obvious to everyone without a doctorate is that the Capitol metal detectors guarantee that people inside won't have to defend themselves against shooters in general. I added the in general. Gun-free zones work only when the rules apply to everyone, exactly, where it's actually being actively stopped. And that's the difference between a real gun-free zone and a declared gun-free zone, and whether or not you should even care. Obviously it doesn't make sense to go around trying to carry your firearm into the local courtroom. That's just dumb. But anywhere else? You probably don't need it in the post office either. That's one of those other places where they can actually declare that you can't carry a gun, supposedly, by law. These other places can't. How do we account for such flagrant fallacies? In this case, the only viable explanation is that anti-gun activists aren't primarily concerned with safety. Obviously they're not. They're primarily concerned with their attitude towards guns. They aren't performing calculations about how to reduce the risk of mass murder, clearly. Instead, they are taking a position that reflects their statism. This dislike policies that rely on the individual initiative of armed citizens as opposed to the mechanical workings of law. Police do not prevent crime. The police show up at the crime scene sometime later after they've been alerted to a crime being committed or about to be committed. The police almost never stop crime. That's not to say that that there's a problem with the police. It's just that crimes happen immediately. Police response is not immediate. Instead, they're taking a position that reflects their statism, their pacifism. They dislike policies that rely on violence or the threat of violence. The same arguments that we always talk about here, as opposed to everyone else just getting along. Their feelings about how things should be, as about how the reality of things really are. There's a few more sentences in this one, and I'm going to go ahead and finish it when we come back on Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to Planet 5 Liberty Radio. We're talking about the truth, trying to find the solutions, and we've been talking about guns. We're always talking about guns. There's a lot of misunderstanding about guns and their place in society and how people should react to them and how people should really every aspect of guns. So it's been a gun day up in this mother. Right now, I'm reading this story from the Gazette. The Gazette is a Colorado Springs newspaper. They're, I don't know, 70 miles south of here or something like that. Just right down the road. Daniel Cole is this author. He's a regular opinion columnist for the Gazette, and he's a teacher and translator. So what he really is a people's media journalist, a lot like myself. We Are Change Colorado crew and many of the other people that we've had come through the show. They're all just people's media. They're real people talking about real issues and expressing real ideas of real people. What a novel, interesting idea. I'm reading his story that's in the Gazette, his opinion article in the Gazette about guns. The fear of guns is understandable. Shots happened 3 weeks ago in Detroit. And that's how you know what he was doing. He's catch that, what he's doing, that his shots happened. 3 weeks ago in Detroit, an off-duty officer's weapon discharged in his holster, killing a guest at his party. Yeah, I've heard that story before, too, when I know for a fact that dude just reached over and shot dude on purpose. I'm not saying that's what happened in this instance, but dude I know that's made that same claim shot dude on purpose. Dude was crazy. He was in the military. I've known a lot of interesting folks. You may hear or meet them all someday as we go along throughout this little ride. The fear of guns is understandable. Shots happened 3 weeks ago in Detroit. An off-duty officer's weapon discharged in his holster, killing a guest at his party. Gun-free zones prevent that kind of accidents, but can't prevent that kind of accident. But accidents are responsible for less than 10% of gun deaths in the United States, not including suicides, or including suicides, I think is what he means to say, because otherwise the percentage would be smaller. Intentional violence poses the far more, that's by his words, I don't know. He doesn't give any quotations about numbers or anything. As always, this stuff's up for you to decide. That's why we post the links and let you make the decisions. The intentional violence poses far more serious problem on that front. Gun-free zones are worse than inadequate. They're dangerous. Sorry. Got lost in the words there. They spin around every once in a while in front of you. You stare at them for too long. As Professor John Lott, and that's John Lott as in guns, crime, and freedom. Yeah. John Lott recently observed, with just a single exception, the attack in Tucson last year against Gabrielle Giffords. Every public shooting in the U.S. in which more than three people have been killed since at least 1950 has occurred in a place where citizens are not allowed to carry their own firearms. And as far as that other incident goes, if you want to talk about an MK Ultra programmed incident, that thing that happened in Tucson, that was a real, that had a goal, that had reasons, there were real people that were assassinated or attempted to be assassinated, including Giffords and the judge. The two of them were involved in getting ready to expose the Fast and Furious scandal and some information involved in all of that, from if you can believe any of any information. I mean, I'm always telling you, you got to start somewhere, you got to believe something. Well, that has all the designs of it. This was a guy that was known to have been interested perhaps in Gabrielle Giffords herself and may have been purposely unleashed. It's much more, that story, there's way more to it than there is to say even the shooting here in Aurora, where the evidence is more and more clear every day that so far it's just this guy. The programming and all of that, well, we can argue about the specific details. Yeah, I still think it's a programmed event, but probably not in the way a lot of other people do. I don't think I don't think there's any evidence to support most of what the conspiracy theorists are talking about right now. And that's sad to say, really, because just like Larry Pratt said, what we need to concentrate on is the notion that of what I just read from John Lott, with just the single exception of the attack in Tucson last year. Every public shooting in the U.S. in which more than three people have been killed since at least 1950 has occurred in a place where citizens are not allowed to carry their own firearms. I don't know how much more clear it can be. And if you don't trust John Lott, or just my word saying it, you need to go and do your research, because if I'm not mistaken, John Lott is the guy who actually was coming at this gun thing from the other direction. He was actually one of them saying, oh, these guns have to be bad. He went out, did the statistical analysis. He is a professor, and came up with a completely different result than his theory was. I'm pretty sure it was John Lott. I've read so many, I've read that book, Guns, Crime, and Freedom, and More Guns, Less Crime from Wayne LaPierre, and it just any number of different books on this particular subject, and so many people actually do end up coming from that other side. A lot of people do. The 9/11 conspiracy theorists, busters, real true people, not the bought and programmed and paid for ones like they would have had you believe came out of Popular Mechanics. They look at this stuff and they see the reality of it, and they go, oh, wow, wait a minute, I was wrong. We'll come back, we'll do some more news on Mile High Liberty Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're just here doing what we always do. We're talking about some news, talking about some truth. If you go to MileHighLibertyRadio.com, click on today's date, or if you're already there, click your refresh button on your browser real quick. I posted a couple more links during the break, and apparently not very well, so one of them got run together. But the links themselves will still function. Watch, I shall open the first one. Investing funds say it ain't so. I thought this was really cool. We're always talking about smart ways to deal with your money, since you have to have the stuff. But this came off of money.msn.com, and it's 6 investments more fun than stocks. If you find investing difficult and dreary these days, why not put some of your money into something more entertaining, say classic guitars or comic books? Your return might outperform stocks. Yeah, well, we can discuss that. As someone who has owned 12,000 comic books in his life, and all at once, in fact, I can tell you the value of comic books isn't that great. If you have a bunch of money, you could potentially go out and buy older comic books that might be worth more money in the future. But, you know, Superman doesn't come along very often. Aquaman doesn't come along very often. And even when Aquaman does come along, his comic isn't really as good as Superman. Same with, you know, Batman doesn't come along very often. Spawn doesn't come along very often. And they talk about in here going out and trying to find comic books, like, you know, look for number ones and stuff like that. Do not buy any comic book now ever with the intention of trying to make it as an investment, a new comic book now, trying to make it as an investment for the future. It's a ridiculous notion. The comic book industry itself has gone through a lot of changes over the years. It's gone from these big corporate entities that owned all of the creations, even such that, like, the creators of Superman and the creators of Batman. I think Bob Kane actually managed to hold his property a little better than some of them. But for sure, Joel Schuster and, Schuster and Simon, they're the creators of Superman. It took years, decades, for them to ever be given, even, they died, most of these comic book creators, a lot of them, some of these original titles and stories that you hear about, these guys died penniless and broke because they didn't own their creations. They were owned by the comic book industry, but that changed in the 90s. In the 90s, that's when your Spawns and the people like Todd McFarlane and all the guys that run the comic book industry now came along in the early 90s, started making themselves famous and became holders of their own properties. And like Stan Lee, I guess, has always held his properties, and he's created almost all of the main characters that you could think of from one side of the genre. He's responsible for the X-Men, he's responsible for the Avengers, he's responsible for the Hulk, he's responsible for Spider-Man. But some of those older guys from back in the day, they literally died penniless, not getting their cuts. And those titles that showed up back then are very rare and hard to come by. And then it took until the 90s again. You know, there's a comic book here like the first appearance of Wolverine or something like that along the way. But even that's not worth money. If you bought that back in the 80s waiting for an investment, you're still waiting for your investment. That's a long time. Way, way, way long-term investment, and to buy new ones now would be silly. But this whole notion is it's contained inside this article that's up there at MileHighLibertyRadio.com, and they're talking about just different things that you could possibly invest in. And the first thing is the comics, and it talks about the Avengers. In fact, talk about an investment that can make a market superhero like Warren Buffett, Hulk Green with envy. Well, fans of Marvel Comics, the Avengers series couldn't have known it at the time in 1963. What I just told you, but anyone who paid 12 cents in 1963 for a copy of Avengers number one could have made out like a bandit in excellent condition. The comic book is now worth $250,000. That's 1963 to now. That's pretty good. But it's the Avengers. It's the introduction of, oh gosh, let's see, then it would have been the Hulk, and it would have been Iron Man, and Thor. And then there's all their peripheral characters that have come and gone. But at the time, you know, Loki, you know, I think there was a picture if I just click and actually go into the article. Right there. And is that in Avengers number one? It looks like it, yeah. But the idea that that kind of character comes along every day, or that you could go out and buy it now, because it comes down here. It says, look for issues that introduce characters to the world. Yeah, if you can go back and find back issues of books that are already worth money, yeah. That's not really, that's not quite the same as like buying a stock in something that's going up or down. That's like buying something that you know is worth money to somebody somewhere at some time if you can sell it to them. That's the question of your investment when you invest in something like comic books. You can read this article. I'll let it go because there's a bunch more, and I spent all that time on the comic books just because it's something I know about, and I don't want you to get the idea that investing is that easy as just going out and buying the first issue appearance of some comic book character. It's not that easy, and that's what they try to almost give you at that impression. But the idea that you can go out and invest in things like a guitar that Eric Clapton played, that's something that they talk about further on in the article. You can probably hear that construction now, huh? They're almost done. It's been amazing how fast they've actually whipped this thing out. I watched them all day long as I've been here preparing for the show in the studio. I watched them all day long, even went out and talked to them a little bit earlier. they had taken and set a generator up right outside the studio window here. And, you know, there's nothing that could help block that out. And I'm like, hey, guys, whatever I can do to get you to either move that or you can run a plug in here to my studio. I'll plug you in here, whatever you got to do. But I'm going to go live here in about 20 minutes because they did. They've been doing all this work and then all of a sudden it gets noisy right just before time to start the show as typical. And now I think I can't see around the corner. They've moved everything down around out the way, and I can't see right now, but I think they're actually covering it all back up. They're actually done. It's been amazing how quickly they've accomplished this. At MileHighLibertyRadio.com, there's a local story that's of interest to, well, all of us. Denver City employees skip out on paying red light speeding tickets, and this story is exactly what it says. The local ABC affiliate here, 9 News, it's NBC, right? I don't know. It's the Peacock, whichever one that one is. That's NBC, right? they have an investigative team called 9 Wants to Know, and they sent their investigation off to find out about this information. And, they want, 9 Wants to Know investigation has discovered hundreds of photo speed van and red light camera violation notices given to Denver City employees while driving city cars that have gone unpaid. A total of 607 notices went unpaid according to records from 2009 to mid-2012, released by the Denver Manager of Safety's office. The Denver Police Department tops the list with city agencies with the most unpaid tickets at 458, though the police department does not require officers to pay tickets. Well, that doesn't seem right. They should have to pay tickets. If they are not working and obviously working in official status, they should not be breaking their own laws, or we should not have to obey by their laws either. The Denver Police Department tops the list with 458 tickets and doesn't require their officers to pay tickets. Somebody should have to pay them. If we have to pay them, you have to pay them too. You're no different. You're not special. In fact, you're less than the people. You're less important than the people. You're just a cog, a wheel. You're not special just because you work for the state, just because we've elected you to do something. You're just the one we picked, and we can replace you just as easily and should be able to. You should be accountable for your actions at all times, especially when you go under the banner of the city and you represent the people of Denver. Public Works has 79 unpaid tickets. I might let them slide because they got to pull over on the side of the road and fix things. The Parks and Recreation Department had 20. Them too. The Denver Sheriff's Office had 18. They don't really have sheriffs, so why would they? They're all guards at the freaking at the sheriff's office at the Denver County Jail. Other agencies, county court with 8 of them, judges, lawyers, civic people. Come on, give me a break, man. Be responsible for your actions. You know, it's the same argument that I give with the whole driver's license thing. I don't care if you have a driver's license or not. If you don't have one, you're probably in a better state. But if you do have one, you've agreed to follow the rules. If you get pulled over for speeding and you want to stand on your sovereignty, I can speed anywhere I want, you're wrong. You agreed to abide by some rules. And one of those is the traffic rules and that speed when you signed on the dotted line for that driver's license. And really, generally, there's nothing wrong with the speed limits. They're generally there and pretty well researched for the most part and provide decent safety for the people in the area. So if you're an idiot and you're out there speeding and you get pulled over for it, pay the fine. And that goes for the you city employees, too. This is just ridiculous. We're out here pestered by you punks all day long. All you city and everybody, from your code enforcement to your uniformed officers to just your public officials to your, just every single one of you, just you're constantly in our faces with all of this garbage, and then you go around and do something like this. You're not even responsible yourselves. I'm angry. You bet. I'm angry, said Lacey Gordon, who was in Denver County Court paying a ticket she received. She should be angry. One of the city vehicles captured breaking the red light rules at an intersection was a parking attendant's vehicle. You don't say. Others show pictures of garbage trucks. See, I understand with some of those guys. If they're reasonably doing their job, I can get that. But running a red light? Come on. You're not special. You don't get to run red lights, too. At least not without full lights and sirens and the warning and an emergency that somebody has called the police or emergency vehicles to come and attend to. One of the city vehicles captured breaking the red light rules at the intersection was a parking attendant's vehicle. Most city agencies have a policy that requires employees to pay for red light and photo speed citations issued while they're driving a city vehicle. When a city car gets captured, most departments send the notice of violation to the employee's boss. The supervisor is supposed to ask the employee to pay. Even when that happens, NY Wants to Know found supervisors don't always follow up to make sure the citation is paid. There is no citywide policy requiring this. Well, there should be. If you do it, if you break the law, the rest of us have to put up with it. You got to pay the fine, too. That's all there is to it. You're not special. That's something Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says should be reviewed. No, it shouldn't be reviewed, Michael Hancock. It should be changed. After learning of our investigation, Hancock ordered a review of policies at each city department. It's impossible to make sure that we have a policy that it applies across the city as much as we can. It is important. I'm sorry. I was about to get a little bit further upset. It's important to make sure that we have a policy that is applied across the city as much as we can. As much as you can. You enforce citywide and statewide regulations over all of us all the time. Bring your own employees under your reign. Control your people. The mayor hopes to have his review completed within a few weeks, he says. Drivers are given a penalty assessment notice of $40 if their front tires are past the white line at an intersection with the red light cameras. The penalty assessment notice is $75 if the rear tires are passed. That would be great if they'd enforce it. A photo speed violation costs... You know what it should be? It should be what the rest of us have to pay. Period. That's it. The Denver Police Department does not ask employees to pay for red light and photo speed citations. Instead, when a citation is issued, the Denver Police Department opens a disciplinary case with Internal Affairs. Yeah, that's great. We could go on and on about IA. Officers responding to emergency situations are excluded. You know, I told you that IA was completely replaced in Denver. That's a permanent record, you know, on their disciplinary record. It stays with them. Special Operations Division Commander Pat Fairlin, who oversees traffic operations. Who cares what you do internally? Subject them to the same punishments that the people get. They are the people. They are only representing the people as officers of the people. They are otherwise just as responsible for their actions and should be subject to the exact same penalties. What goes on inside internally, we don't even care about. I don't even care about this aspect of it. The guy should be in court just like the rest of us. You should have to go there and stand up if it's a violation where he has to show up. Otherwise, he should get the ticket and pay it and mail it in just like everybody else does. No questions asked. No, none of this other phony BS. Stop playing around. Take responsibility for your actions. This goes for everyone, not just city employees. Phelan says that a disciplinary record, including red light or photo speed citations, can affect an officer's chance of being promoted. Who cares? So he gets stuck being a street cop, but he still gets to drive around like an ass at 500 miles an hour through red lights when he's not in any official capacity. That's the implication, isn't it? He says making an officer pay the citation and opening up a disciplinary case would constitute double jeopardy. I don't care about a disciplinary case, and I don't care about what they do on the job. He has to be subject to the same laws and face the same penalties in the exact same way the rest of us do. It's not about special treatment. More severe, he calls the police department's policy more severe than what private drivers are put through. Why? Just because their livelihood, so to speak, is put on the line? That's not necessarily any threat. Most people only do their job as well as the threats that keep them doing their job, and that to do it, and that goes for the police as well. I don't see where this notion that they're special in any of these cases of these employees. I didn't realize I was going to get so hot about this particular issue. This is really all natural. I hadn't read this whole article. I've heard about it. It's going on. Some of the other places have hit on it, and I've just heard about it in passing, so I had to pull up the information. This was the story, and I went directly to 9 News because they got it. And this is all just my natural reaction to what appears to be an attempt to treat these people as if they're something special, as if they're above us. And that's where we get into this notion of an elitist class who thinks that they can pass the laws that the rest of us have to respond to that they don't. It begins right here, or it trickles down to this even worse, because they see their masters getting away with all this corruption and crime and everything. They think that they can do it too. Well, they don't have to respond to it. You know, well, I'm in an official capacity. Well, if you're in an official capacity, then it would stand out as being an official capacity response to something, and you wouldn't be getting a red light ticket. Would be there went a cop with his lights blaring through a red light, and we got a picture of it. Whoopee, let's move on, right? That's not what it is. We'll wrap up the show. It's almost over. And Mile High Liberty Radio is what you're listening to. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're here live every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks, talking about the truth, talking about the solutions, and occasionally getting upset about the fact that some people seem to think that they get to be treated differently than the rest of us when they do when they break a law or do these those, I guess they're not laws. That's the problem. That's why I'm struggling with framing it right, because they're not raw laws. I don't want to confuse them, but we'll just stick it with that. Whatever, you know, speeding, traffic laws, whatever, we'll call it that. Just simple stuff like that, running red lights and things like that. I didn't know I was going to get that upset about it. I really didn't, because it makes me mad. It really is a big problem with these people that are called our public servants. They need to be put in their place. They need to understand, and it's all of them. I don't care which one of them it is. If you work for the state, you serve the people who are the state. Go back and do your due diligence in your history and understand where we come from in America. It's kind of funny that we expect sometimes to get things different than what we're told, and it's, I bring this up because I'm talking to Joel Gilbert, or I'm talking to his people. I don't know who, they didn't say specifically who it was, but I'm talking to Joel Gilbert, and he's the guy who's made this movie Dreams of My Real Father, and I'm trying to get him to come on the show, and that's of course about Obama and his lineage. I mean, where he actually comes from, and this Joel Gilbert and many other people believe that he has a different lineage than has been presented in say Dreams of My Father. And that's what I think is funny, because that title right there, the title of that book, tells you Dreams of My Father. Well, the person was dreaming. It wasn't ever meant to be real. What did you expect when he, you know, it was a dream. He's just dreaming of his father. I don't know. Take some of those things at face value. They were kind of telling you right up front, this is a dream. This isn't real. This isn't what the president really is. But this, Joel Gilbert, I'm going to try to get him to come on the show and, pitch his movie, this Dreams of My Real Father, because I've talked about it a little bit here and there. I don't really care. It doesn't matter who the titular head of the corporation is at all. And by that, I mean the U.S. presidency. It doesn't matter which one of them it is, because they're all controlled to get there, to even make it to the presidency. Hell, to even get close, you got to be pretty well controlled. I mean, there's the rogues here and there, but in general, the idea is that those guys are bought and paid for, so it doesn't really matter. That's not, you know, there's nothing you can even do about that. So it's not even, who cares where the president comes from? Who gives a damn if he's born in America or Kenya? Because it doesn't really matter. Who cares if he's a citizen? Because a citizen is a fiction of the state. The state says who it gets to be a citizen. You don't get to say that. People don't get to say that. We out here don't get to say that, because we don't have a state. We don't have a say in what the state does anymore, because if we don't do what the state wants us to at the voting level, by getting us to panic on our guns, by shooting up a theater full of kids, if that's what it really is, you know, they try to scare us into voting their way, or picking their party, or choosing their side in it, when at the top it just really doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. The state gets to decide who is in control, because the state is corrupt. That's it. Take your energy out of it. Take your energy out of the system. Put it into finding solutions, finding the truth, waking people up like we do here at Mile High Liberty Radio. Visit us at milehighlibertyradio.com and check us out worldwide on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll see you tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time.
This is Farron, host of The Real News Radio. I want to tell you about a must-have complete solar generator, yes, totally free energy. Power outages are a reality that can threaten your productivity and sense of comfort. Introducing